Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. I am so excited to be back with you for this particular podcast today. This one is very exciting. Not only are we at season 3, episode number 145, but we have over 2,300 listens, and I want to thank each and every one of you for doing that and sharing these podcasts with your friends, because it is only fair. But the highlight today is my first ever top 125 draft-based value rankings for all top 125 fantasy football players. I'm so excited to come to a conclusion with this, and then we can move forward and get to talking about the actual fantasy football draft. So today, on this particular episode, let's start with Kadarius Toney, a wide receiver for the New York Giants, positionally ranked 44 with an average draft position of 115. The one thing I want to say about him is he gets a lot of hype, and the guy is very athletic. He had one game last year, 10 catches, 13 targets, 189 yards, and 18.9 yards per carry. He had zero TDs. It was 29.6 fantasy points, but that's the only game, really, that mattered. He just didn't do very well because of injuries and other things. For me, I am ranking Kadarius Toney at number 116. I think he's worth a look. He might be somebody that makes it to the waiver wire. Can't guarantee that he won't, but 116 would be the absolute ceiling that I'm going to go out and try to draft him. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, wide receiver for Kansas City, up next. Positionally ranked 56th. He only scored 7.9 points per game last year in Green Bay. But we all know that Tyreek Hill moved his show down the road, right? 297 fantasy points went with him. 159 targets, 111 receptions, and 9 TDs. So I'm going to say that Marquez Valdez-Scantling is going to come up with somewhere around 118 targets. He's going to have somewhere around 75 catches. And I think TD-wise, he gets 5 touchdowns, maybe 6, around that 30 point. He comes in at 205 fantasy points. That puts him at 12.8 points per game. Last year, that would rank him 98. For me, my draft base value for him is 102. He is playing in Kansas City. He is playing with Patrick Mahomes, and there is great opportunity for him there. Darrell Williams, the running back for Arizona, made my list. Positionally ranked 55 with an average draft position of 196. You're going to ask me how he makes it into the top 125. Well, in 2021, he played 17 games in Kansas City, and he had 196 fantasy points, which ranked him 18th. That's not bad for a backup running back, right? He also had 47 catches, 57 targets, 452 yards, 2 touchdowns to go along with 144 rushing attempts, 558 yards, and 6 TDs. That's 8 touchdowns. 11.5 points per game last year ranked him at 120. For me, I'm ranking Darrell Williams in Arizona higher than he finished last year, and I'm putting him at number 113. You have to remember that James Conner has been frequently injured, and I don't see him making it through 2 consecutive years without major injury. He struggles with it, and if he does go out, Darrell Williams instantly becomes an RB1 for your fantasy football team. Michael Carter, the running back for New York Jets, averaged 11.1 points per game last year in his rookie season. Positionally, they have him ranked 39th this year. Average draft position 106 We all know what happened there. They went out and drafted Breece Hall, who was further up the rankings. They're saying he's going to be the starter. My draft base value for Michael Carter is 112. Deontay Foreman is a person I would be looking at running back for Carolina, 10.5 fantasy points per game last year. He was over in Tennessee, and he performed really well. And Carolina picked him up as a free agent. Positionally, he's ranked 60th. In an average draft position of 207, I know, another one of those guys, right? But my draft base value for him is 121. He is backing up Christian McCaffrey. If Christian McCaffrey goes down, Dante Foreman becomes a very solid RB1 play for your fantasy football team. And sometimes at the end of these drafts, you got to look for a player with high upside. That's what you need to be looking for. We're going to hit a few of our rookies really quick here and talk about them. Chris Olave, wide receiver for New Orleans, positionally ranked 47. His average draft position is 114. No, 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 New Orleans. You like how I did that? No, no? Yes. Draft base value for Chris Olave, he's a Buckeye. I'm moving him up the board. 103. This kid can play, he can run routes, and he will get separation. And I'll be honest with you, 103 is probably very low. Very low. He could even make it into the top 80 or 90 players this year. He has that much athletic ability. And the next two players are getting more talk than him. I'm not going to go along with this play. Drake London, wide receiver in Atlanta, positionally ranked 37, 10 positions ahead of Chris Olave. Average draft position, 96. He is going to be playing in Atlanta, and he has no competition for targets, really. He has Pitts, right? And you know how I feel about Kyle Pitts. But I'm still not moving him up my board. I mean, I do have him draft base valued at 92, but I really think Chris Olave will pass him. So, I know, I ranked him higher up the board, but it's only because that's where everybody's taking him. But I don't necessarily feel like he's going to perform to that level. Treylon Burks, wide receiver, Tennessee, another rookie. Positionally, he's number 45 with an ADP of 109. For me, I'm putting him at 114. Main competition there for him will be Robert Woods. Like I told you a few minutes ago, Robert Woods was a top 15 receiver the last 2 years he was healthy. He's a quality wide receiver playing with a quality quarterback. Treylon Burks is going to have to earn his targets and earn his work. And so 114 for me for a rookie is about as high as I'm willing to go, except for this next rookie. Okay, George Pickens, wide receiver for Pittsburgh. Positionally ranked 63. Average draft position of 164. You have to listen to me, okay? You have to listen to me. Chase Claypool is ranked 104. I am going to put George Pickens ahead of Chase Claypool because of Chase Claypool's shoulders and injuries. George Pickens, by the end of the year, moves up. He is a great play towards the end of the season for your fantasy team. I'm ranking him number 85. He's one of the top-ranked rookies for me. Could be the rookie of the year. I think you need to keep an eye on that player. Jalen Tolbert, another wide receiver rookie, getting a lot of play out of Dallas. Positionally ranked 75, average draft position 186 for me. Little sneakier play, but I like Jalen Tolbert. He only has CeeDee Lamb in Dallas. There's a lot of vacated targets there with Amari Cooper moving on. Gallup's injured. I think he could be a sneaky play. I'm ranking him at number 123 for your fantasy football draft. And I'm going to go over to three other wide receivers really quick. These guys are depth players that I think could be a value this year for you. My first one is Jacoby Myers, the wide receiver for New England in 2021. He played 17 games and put up 187 fantasy points and was ranked 30th. Here's the things you have to like about Jacoby Myers. 83 catches on 126 targets, 866 yards, but only 2 TDs. I see him having more touchdowns this year. He's playing with Mac Jones. Mac Jones is going to be a better quarterback this year than he was last year. I'm going to rank him at draft base value a number 101. That's Jacoby Myers, wide receiver for New England. Rondale Moore, wide receiver for Arizona, up next. Positionally ranked 55th, average draft position 169. Hopkins is out. AJ Green is old. Marquise Brown injury away from getting some significant playing time. He only averaged 7.6 fantasy points, but they are working really hard this offseason to implement him into this team and this roster. Draft-based value for Rondale Moore is number 117. And here's a player, my last player that has some experience, because I'm going to go back to two rookies that I really want to talk about, that I really think could be a great value. KJ Osborne, wide receiver in Minnesota, positioning ranked 71, average draft position 219. He has played 17 games last year. He had 158 points and ranked number 39 at his position. 50 catches, 82 targets, 655 yards, 13 yards per catch. Here's what I like. Your number three wide receiver catches 7 touchdowns. You're an injury away from being a significant improvement on everybody's fantasy football roster. KJ Osborne is worth a look, and I'm putting him at number 120. And now I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to go down to our final two players, and they are not ranked 124 and 125. They're ranked a little higher, but these two guys are rookie running backs that are getting a lot of play. And I want you to take a really good hard look at them, and I will be for you and sharing information on these guys. Damian Pierce, the running back for Houston, he's a rookie. And positionally, they have him ranked 43. That's pretty high, but he's moved up significantly to get to that 43 position. Average draft position is 134. You could get yourself an RB1 right off the bat, and you can pick this guy up at around 119. I know Houston is a questionable offense, but he has Marlon Mack as his closest competition, and Damian Pierce looked really good in his first preseason game. He averaged 9.8 yards per carry. Keep an eye on him the next couple weeks. Maybe he doesn't start out as RB1. Maybe it is Marlon Mack. But I think 3, 4, 5 games down the road, or once Houston hits the bye and they're out of this thing, that's when he's going to play the rest of the year. Again, the type of player that can get you to the playoffs and help you win a fantasy championship. And here's the last but not least one. Don't go to sleep on Isaiah Pacheco, running back for Kansas City. I want you to think Hunt. All right? I want you to think Hunt. The coach is not afraid. Reed is not afraid to start a rookie. He did it with CEH. He did it with Hunt. Isaiah Pacheco is getting plays in the preseason. He is ranked number 74. His average draft position is 247. You could probably pick him up in the 15th round, but I'm telling you, be sneaky about it and go and get this young man. Draft-based value, final player of my top 125 is a rookie, and he's coming in at number 118. Remember, you can contact me at SundaysWithJeffMiller at my gmail.com account. Leave me a message. Let me know what you think of my rankings. If you want a copy of it, pass me along a message and say, hey, Jeff, send that to me. I'll get it right out to you. You can use it for your fantasy draft. It's really fun. It's interesting. It's different. I'm not going to tell you that I'm ordinary, because I'm not. I'm an analytical guy, and I like to look at those numbers and change guys around, because I think their values do change year to year, and try to be out in front and be the I told you so guy. I like that. But most of all, remember to be fair and share. Bye.